This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Here we are. 866-391-1020 is that number, as you know. That's 866-391-1020. We got a lot to get into and a little time to do it. We'll talk to Michael Bartley before he gets out of here, or before I get out of here today and before he takes the air chair. So I encourage you, if you haven't done so already, go back on the Odyssey Rewind feature, go to KDKA, or you could go to our YouTube page, KDK Radio, and just kind of toggle all the way back to this morning. Larry Richard had one of the best interviews you'll hear on this air or any other. And it was with Kelly Meader, who is M-E-E-D-E-R. She is the sister of the man, Corey, who was killed in Butler, just about on the dot a year ago at that Trump rally. It was this morning. It was an incredible interview. And I played the whole thing in the 3 o'clock hour. I won't do that now, but I will play a few pertinent points that I think go ahead and dovetail into a big conversation, and one in which we need to have. The first of which is this.
My brother's dead. He's never coming back. They can return to their jobs on restricted duty. My brother's never coming back.
I mean, if that doesn't hit you, if that doesn't shake you and move you, then you don't have a soul. She also said this.
Why are they being suspended now without pay for 10 to 42 days? We've been without Corey for a year.
Whew. You know, in that interview, she also mentioned how her mother has Parkinson's, how her mother, it's tough that the natural progression of a generation that was younger was murdered, as she put it, and she's right, and her mother had to bury a son as opposed to the younger generation outliving the older generation. And it's been tough to fathom. It's been tough to swallow. It's been tough to deal with. And
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And all of it. But the talk, as you heard there in those clips, turn to the suspension of Secret Service agents. And that's where our discussion goes at 866-391-1020. She wants accountability for what happened. And because of, and she also outlined, operational failures, they want to know why this all happened. And she also said, and you heard that, my brother's dead, he's never coming back. So what's the proper punishment? Let's talk. Because 6 Secret Service agents have been suspended, right? I think there's a delicate balance that needs to be kind of measured here. One, you can't just go willy-nilly firing everybody, firing hundreds of people. Because what you have to keep at top of mind is this. There probably aren't people ready to just step in and take those jobs. And if you fire everybody and you go overboard with that, then you really jeopardize the security of elected officials, people in this country, and, you know, our nation in totality, because you don't have at the ready people to take those jobs. I would think there probably also needs to be a referendum on training and on the amount of time that people need to go through training and the comprehensiveness of that training before they're put into positions. Everything that I've read, a lot of it comes down to an expedited way that people are hired and then thrust into high-profile, high-tension, and high-stress jobs whenever it is now months, when it used to be years, before you'd be put into a situation like that. And that's problematic. But let's talk about this at 866-391-1020. Now, I think whoever was in charge of that day should be terminated, and should be terminated immediately. Because the impossibility that I find is this, that six people, of their own accord, essentially independently, but then working together when they all came together, I find it impossible that those six people said, let's do a job as bad as we can today, get a president shot, or, well, somebody who's going to be a president, who was a past president, shot, get two other people in the crowd shot and not killed, and get one guy in the crowd killed. I find it impossible that happened. What I do find much more possible is this. Like I just alluded to, they were put in a position that they never should have been put in. So that falls on somebody else. I.e., they weren't ready to undertake the duties that they were asked to do. And that's a big problem. The other part is this. That within the throes of that job in particular, that day in particular, that detail in Butler, they were given instructions on what to do and maybe carried them out to a T. But they weren't the instructions that were suitable to take care of a day like that, which falls on somebody that is higher up the chain than them. And again, that's just a guess. I don't know this to be fact. But in looking at the situation, I think that's where the deeper dive and delve needs to be in, is looking at the superiors here. How did people who were essentially inept get put in positions that carried such weight? Because that's problematic. It just is. And that's where I think the breakdown comes in. I'm not saying these people are without blame. If they were six sort of, I don't want to say run-of-the-mill Secret Service agents, because there's none of those. But if they were just six people following orders and six people that were sort of fast-tracked into jobs they never should have been in, how much is it their fault? It's a systemic breakdown, the way that I look at it, and there needs to be a total kind of overhaul on the way that people are put into those jobs. And then a comprehensive look at how things went down that day and who, in fact, gave them those orders. Tom's in Natrona Heights. Hi, Tom.
Hi, guy. This one's real simple. And by the way, I like your Sharpsburg connection. That's where my mother grew up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's where I spent most of my ill-spent childhood. So.
Oh, yeah? What street?
Down South Main, where when they were still just building that bridge down at the end.
Gotcha, yes.
We used to chuck some water balloons off the top of that bridge, and that's a whole other story.
Mm-hmm.
But, Colin, this is simple. The leader should go. Whoever was in charge, you got to put the right people in the right place, and I think the people who were under this leader should not be terminated, but maybe suspended for 3 months, 6 months. I don't think they should go, because they're only following orders. It's like in the military.
And comprehensively retrain, too, so that they can maybe in the future be put in situations like that. I don't know. But
absolutely. I mean, who wouldn't walk around that scene and look at roofs, okay? I mean, terminally stupid if you're not looking up in the air for somebody crawling around rooftops.
It's a great call, Tom. I don't want to not rush the judge. It's been a year. But I want to make sure if we terminate people, which doesn't look like they're going to do, which is a flaw. If we terminate people, we terminate the right people. And to me, it should be superiors. Not excusing what these underlings did at all. At all. But there does need to be a comprehensive study. Coming up next, though, I'm going to tell you within the throes of that comprehensive study why it can get very tricky how much is, well, publicly disclosed. And I'll take your calls as well. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.